We've got your morning headlines. You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Chandler Guadagnin. It's Monday, January 10th, 2022. Governor Little will give his State of the State address in person today. According to East Idaho News, the governor will address the state from the Senate floor today at 1 p.m. He's expected to unveil proposals for education, the state budget, and taxes. You can stream the speech online by going to idahoptv.org. Utah officials say a 51-year-old man died in a base jumping accident in a remote part of Grand County. Grand County Chief Deputy Sheriff Daryl Meacham told KUTV 2 News that the man crashed around noon Friday while attempting a 1,100-foot jump. Base jumping stands for building, antenna, span, and earth, and participants of the extreme sport launch their descent from tall objects using wingsuits or parachutes. Meacham said the man was with a group of other base jumpers who hiked to the jump point. Search and rescue crews found the man, who was pronounced dead at the scene. It took several hours to retrieve his body using a helicopter. On Sunday, six different leaders from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints gave devotionals to the six major continents of the world. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles spoke to the young adults of North America. In his address titled Watchman on the Tower, Elder Rasband explained why prophets are so important today. He gave this advice.
Choose to follow God's living prophet. He is our watchman on the tower. Let me say that again. Choose to follow God's living prophet, and you will never be distanced from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Elder Rasband also spoke of each prophet that he knew in his lifetime. He gave this promise to the young adults of North America.
You are anxious about getting married, getting through school, juggling a family and a job, having the finances to not live so close to the edge. You have questions. I promise you that as you heed the counsel of the prophet, you will have patience with your situations and with your challenges. Some may not be fixed to your immediate liking, but with patience, you will find the inner strength to square your shoulders and press on.
Elders Uchtdorf, Cook, Christofferson, Anderson, and Renland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles broadcast devotionals to each of the other five continents. These have been your morning headlines for January 10th, 2022. I'm Chandler Guadagnin. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.